The joint C-2016 drill between the two countries officially kicked off Monday in Guangdong. The 8-day exercise in the South China Sea features naval service ships, submarines, fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, marines and amphibious armored equipment. Both China and Russia have their latest technology on display. Military observers are suggesting the drills show the shared security concerns both China and Russia have, but also said the drills go a long way toward maintaining regional peace and stability. Zhang Junxue with the Institute of Chinese Naval Sciences suggests these drills likely wouldn't happen if the Chinese and the Russian sides didn't trust one another.
Drills and exercises at this level expose what limits individual navies from any country might have. So the drills and exercises like these can only take place between countries that have high mutual trust. The ongoing joint drill is demonstrating this level of trust between China and Russia.
While often viewed as a show of strength, Zhang Junxue says the drills in the South China Sea shouldn't be viewed as a provocation.
China and Russia are aiming at enhancing their joint marine defense capabilities through this drill. They are also trying to fine-tune their joint command structure and have openly talked about their defensive nature. This drill isn't meant to threaten any other country and should not be viewed in that respect.
The Chinese and Russian navies have been taking part in annual joint drills for the past few years. This is the first time the two sides have conducted drills in the South China Sea. Joint C-2016 is scheduled to run until next Monday. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.